Unit 17. Time Zones. Our planet revolves around the sun, with one half exposed to sunlight and the other in darkness. Consequently, the half of Earth facing the sun experiences day at the same time the other half experiences night. In addition, Earth rotates on an imaginary line through its center, called its axis. Due to Earth's rotation, different parts of the planet are constantly coming into sunlight or entering darkness. Before clocks, people used the position of the sun to keep track of time. Its highest point in the sky represented midday. When clocks were invented, they were set according to this movement of the sun, that is, they were based on solar time. From town to town, clocks were set differently, according to local solar time. These differences did not matter much until the invention of railroads. Trains made it possible to travel long distances very quickly. So differences in local solar time made scheduling very confusing. Suddenly, there was a need to set a standard time. This was done by establishing time zones. In 1884, the city of Greenwich, England, was chosen to be the world's reference point for keeping time, and standard time was named Greenwich Mean Time, GMT. In 1972, improvements in timekeeping technology led to the adoption of Coordinated Universal Time, UTC. UTC maintains better accuracy than GMT by adding a leap second to the year whenever necessary, while still using Greenwich as a reference point. The physical boundaries of the time zones were created by evenly dividing the globe into 24 sections to match the day's 24 hours. The zones were based on lines of longitude, the vertical lines on a map running between the north and south poles. Since there are 360 degrees of longitude on Earth, each time zone contains 15 degrees. Every time zone describes its local time in relation to UTC. For example, Toronto lies in the time zone that is 5 hours behind UTC, so the time in Toronto is written as UTC minus 5. At 9:22 p.m. in Greenwich, it is 4:22 p.m. in Toronto. Between time zones, only the hour changes, the minutes and seconds stay the same. When you travel east and pass into another zone, you set your watch forward 1 hour, while westward travel requires that you set it back 1 hour.